What did you want to be when you grew up? It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. As a kid, a lot of people used to dream about what their future careers might look like when they were adults. And remember, this is before you realized how soul-crushing and unfair the real job market is. So you still had hope that your job was going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe you wanted to become the next Indiana Jones
or
the
sweet.
Next Helen Mirren or the next Helen Keller. Just keep staring into the sun a little longer. It could happen for you. But then you grow up and then you sign up for an internship, which turns into a part-time job that eventually becomes a full-time job. And suddenly there you are, stuck in the 9-to-5 grind, feeling miserable and wondering what happened.
Yeah, how did I get here?
But maybe it's not too late, though, to make your dreams a reality, because a unique career opportunity just became available in England that thousands of people are applying for. A British couple just posted an ad online looking to hire a nanny for their 5-year-old twin girls.
Okay, already I'm out. Yeah. I don't know what about this is your dream job, but that sounds horrible.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Kids, yeah. I'm like, oh, twin girls.
Like, no, yeah. No, done.
Lots of work. It comes with specific and additional role to just being a regular nanny. The nanny position is required to permanently be in character as a Disney princess.
What?
Whoa!
Wait, and people want to do this.
Yeah. So, you have to be a Disney princess all the time.
Oh my god! So,
wait, they're hiring someone to be a Disney princess and take care of their kids?
Yeah. So if your childhood fantasy has been to be a Disney princess, then it could be a realistic possibility.
It sounds like those girls are really going to have a good grasp on reality when they grow up.
The successful candidate will spend their weekdays dressed up as some of Disney's most iconic characters, including Belle, Cinderella, Moana, Ariel, and Anna from Frozen.
Wow.
And the parents are hoping the Disney nanny will use those characters to teach their daughters about strong female role models.
Okay, that's cool.
Very
talented.
I think that they have a different ploy that they're not letting on to. I think that they're sick of their little girls loving Disney princesses. So if they hire one who gets angry at them and punishes them, maybe it'll
make
work.
Them stop.
Yeah, yes. They'll actually start hating the Disney princesses.
Oh, that's so bad.
They also believe the girls are more likely to listen and cooperate if the nanny dressed up and behaves like Elsa rather than being a normal person, I guess, in the ad. The parents say, quote, "We know this probably isn't a normal request for nannies."
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there are some nannies that have been like, "Hey, can you dress up like a Disney princess?"
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it says not a normal request. However, they think it'd be a great way to teach our girls about things like determination, compassion, fearlessness, and ambition without boring them to tears.
I don't know.
So are they expecting other teachers to do the same so that they don't get bored in class?
What exactly do they expect from their Disney nanny? Well, according to the description, the chosen candidate will dress up in a different princess costume every day so the kids don't get bored by one character.
So weird, dude. And you know these parents are going to do it for way too long. Like, the girls are going to be 13, and they're still going to be being taken care of by Ariel, and they're like, Mom, seriously.
It's like, Elsa, I just want to go to the mall, okay?
What is going on?
You'll pick up the twins from school every afternoon, use songs to teach them life lessons, just like a real Disney princess. That's a tough part of the job, just to come up with a song about whatever, breaking a dish off the top of your head.
Wipe our butts.
Yeah. You'll prepare dinners for the children at night and have unflappable positive energy at all times. Annoying. The parents say, quote, "We're looking for someone who can really commit to the character and create a fun atmosphere in our home, but also won't be afraid to be a strict disciplinarian if the twins are naughty and act out, because they can be little terrors at times." Yeah, obviously they can be terrors if their parents are looking to hire them Disney princesses for nannies.
I like the text that we got in that says, aren't princesses supposed to be served, not the ones that are serving?
Oh, that's
a
good point.
Very good point.
The Disney princess nanny will be paid an annual salary of $53,000 a year.
No, not worth it. I'm sorry.
It's a good wage.
No pride left. You literally have no self-respect at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, you'll only be working afternoons, so it's not bad for just working weekday afternoons.
For
yeah.
Sure.
Giving up your soul. Cool.
On top of the salary, the parents say they'll cover the costs of all the costumes, hair, and makeup needs to make the transformation into a Disney princess every day.
Whoa.
But the parents aren't just going to hire anybody. If you're interested, you have to submit a short video that shows off your princess-like qualities. And, of course, sing a song so that they know you're capable of singing to the girls.
What? This is so weird.
The mother says, quote, "We think it's a great opportunity for someone to really get creative and add a little magic to our girls' lives. So if there are any Disney-obsessed nannies out there who'd be able to help us out, please get in touch." These girls are going to grow up to be like those people that are 50, and then they still go to Disney every year for their vacation just the by time. Themselves.
Well, hey, you know what? They'll have plenty of company because there is a lot of those people,
yeah.
Jubal.
Yeah.
I just think how could you sit in the house and have some girl sing to you and not have it be awkward?
I hired
Moana for my daughter's 4th birthday, and just even the singing there, that was one song at her birthday party. I was like, oh my God, where do I look? I don't know.
It would
I don't
be
want to
very
make eye
awkward.
Contact. This is really weird.
It might sound like a weird job posting, but that hasn't stopped thousands of women from applying for the role of being a Disney princess nanny.
No bros are applying? I would do this job. Throw me in a princess costume. What's up?
You
That's
gotta
a
sing.
Lot of money.
You send them a video. You can do it. Text in at 78592 for $53,000 a year. Would you want to be a Disney nanny? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.